This is Anne with your Coaching on the Go. Working on yourself is one of the greatest gifts, if not the greatest gift, that you can give yourself and the people around you. I've been thirsty for personal expansion my whole life. I can't remember a time when I wasn't curious about learning and my capabilities and what could be possible. And in the last, as an adult, in the last, let's say, 20 years, I've done the really important digging into things that were out of date and didn't serve me anymore. After I would find myself in repeating scenarios that weren't what I wanted. Some of the coaching I've experienced or situations that created this learning weren't fun. They weren't extremely comfortable. And the contrast there produced powerful learning for me. Yesterday, on the way to my parents' house, I had baked a cake and picked up some things for brunch. And I was doing a routine call to my mom in route to let her know where I was, when I would be there, and that I forgot the pickles. And as I called her, when she picked up, she told me that my dad had fallen. He was bleeding profusely. Should she call 911? I talked with her, kept her on the phone, and when I got there, yeah, he had his head back, lots of blood. He had fallen on the ice outside, dutifully assaulting this treacherous, icy side of the house. It's always been a problem with water and ice dropping off of the gutters from above. He went out to salt, and when he was done, he was picked up the containers from the salt and was walking back, and he slipped, and he caught himself the best he could. He's pretty strong, but his face hit the ground on the ice, and he ended up breaking 10 bones in his face, his nose, his cheeks, his sinuses, and the palate, the roof of his mouth. It's pretty serious, but it's not as serious as it could have been. He doesn't have any other problems, no brain hemorrhaging or skull fracture. Years ago, this would have been a different scenario for me in my ability to support and help and communicate and stay calm. But because I've been working on myself and my understanding of the world and the universe for decades, I was able to go in there and be a source of support and help. And as it often happens for me, my family is often gone when an emergency happens, my extended family. So two of my siblings who are normally around are on vacation. Luckily, another one is here. But typically, that's how it goes. And if you look in your life, you'll notice there are scenarios that go on. And a scenario that I've had repeating for a while that I've been working on, and it is better, is that I'm the one that needs to be there. I'm the one who's the hero. I hate to admit that that's the story. And it's better because I have, actually I have two siblings in the area right now. But I still have two on vacation. And you could be saying, well, that just happens. But nothing just happens. Everything is connected in this universe. And so what you'll find is when you're going to the next level or in your life, when you could step back or when you're just about to step forward, just the perfect pressures arise, the pressures that can derail you. For me, it used to be my family needed me, and so I would pass or have to pass on something that was my next level because my priority for my family. And over time, as those things have occurred, I made a conscious choice that these areas are my priority and I have room for all of them. And so when they happen, my life doesn't unravel. I'm able to serve and still execute the other things in my life that are important, because they're all important. So my dad's resting comfortably. I'm visiting him this morning. Things are stabilized. My sister was able to take my mom home with her last night, and she's going to do that for a couple of nights. It's a big situation, but it's better than it could have been. And because I have an ability through self-development and leadership and training and caring about how I respond to things, I now am, I'm really good at being available and still being able to take care of myself and my other commitments. So I'm using this today as a teachable moment. It's, my dad is going to have a challenging time, but he's got a really powerful mindset. And my mom is going to be challenged because my dad is being challenged. And so that's going to call on extra, just extra alertness, extra resourcefulness from me, and I have it. So when you look at your life right now, what would you like more of? What ways of being or characteristics could help you more, would make your life even better? When you get under pressure, what stories or challenges have you noticed reveal themselves and have repeated themselves? And in there, in that information, is where we can take you further, where I can move you further if you're interested in getting some support, so that when challenging things happen, they're part of life and you're able to navigate through without huge dramas or traumas or being in a place where you feel like you have to drop something that's important completely and take your foot off the pedal because you don't have the bandwidth to tend to all of it. So as you grow older, you have a capacity to keep increasing your bandwidth instead of making it smaller. So sending you love, and have a beautiful day.